Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Business casual, handshakes, PowerPoint presentations, pitches, and customer surveys.
You would think you'd just walk into the boardroom in a downtown Milwaukee business. But in fact, you're among a group of upperclassmen from Pewaukee High School.
Pewaukee juniors and seniors have the opportunity to sign up for a capstone class called Insight. The program is basically a real-world equivalent of the television show Shark Tank. Students create, design, and pitch business startups over the course of the semester.
Teacher J.J. Heesch designed Insight because he wanted to give students hands-on experience in a simulated real-world setting. Heesch himself came to teaching after 10 years in the private sector and says he wanted to use that experience to help train students for the modern workforce.
Lake Effect's Rachel Morello visited the Insight classroom, an off-site storefront office Pewaukee High rents out, to add to students' experience of going to work. J.J. Heesch and a few of his students gave Rachel an overview of the projects they're working on and the aspects of Insight they like best.
My second year teaching, we did a project called The Apprentice in my business management class that followed Donald Trump's TV show. Students were broken up into teams. We brought businesses in. Students did about 2-week projects for the businesses, presented to the business. The business chose a winning team. And then all the losing teams went to the boardroom where successes were discussed and improvements were also discussed. So when I would give feedback to students, even though I had 10 years of private sector experience, I was still viewed as the teacher. When I brought a professional in who gave essentially the same feedback that I did, students really grasped onto that information because he's the professional, he's doing it. And so they really understood it when it came from him or her, and that really elevated their work. And so it was based on that project that we realized we had to do something like that, but on a bigger scale, and that's where Insight came from. We launched Insight last school year, so in that course, they're doing projects for companies, big and small.
What do you want the students to get out of this?
I want them to have the real-world resume-building experiences. So when they leave Insight, they have a LinkedIn profile. On that LinkedIn profile, they have, I worked for a company and did a marketing plan first semester. So they're walking out of high school with more experiences on their resume than probably a sophomore, junior in college has.
What about the students who come in here because it's a class they want to take and not necessarily a path they want to follow once they leave high school? What do you want them to leave with?
Well, I think just the understanding of how sort of the real world works through the experiences that we provide. One of the aspects to Insight that we added as a bonus feature when we were creating Insight is the mentor piece. So every single student in Insight has a mentor that they're paired up with who's a professional working in that career. So we have some students in our business innovation course who want to be, you know, doctors, lawyers, software engineers. So they all have mentors who are working in that career. We have students who want to go into a career that has nothing to do with, you know, your traditional business career. But we personalize that experience for them with the mentor experience.
So they started coming up with a problem or coming up with a challenge and developing a product or a service, I guess. Where do they go from there then? What's the next step in the process?
Yeah, so in the business innovation course, the real world experience is them coming up and launching their own startup. So they all pitched their top 3 problems that they identified as a class. They voted on the top 7. And then each student started working on the startup that they were interested in. The end result will be they'll pitch their idea to actual investors. So we have some investors in the Milwaukee community who have already said they'll come in and listen to students' pitches. We partnered up with Marquette. They have a program called the Dorm Fund, and it's a group of students who, they can only give money to Marquette students, but they're interested in listening to our students' pitches as well. So our students are pitching to their peers, they're pitching to Marquette students, and then they're pitching to actual venture capitalists.
It's like Shark Tank. That's what it makes me think of.
Yeah. Where does that happen in high school?
Have other teachers in your school asked you about either the model as a whole or just like different tactics that you use during class and asked you to help them replicate it for their class?
Well, project-based learning is starting to be an initiative that the district is starting to push. And I think part of that is because of the success of our students in Insight. So teachers are starting to see and recognize what we're doing, bringing in the real-world experiences. They're seeing the success that students are having, and they're coming to us with ideas. Here's how I want to bring a class into Insight. What do you think?
Talk about having this physical space to do this, and they're dressing up when they come in here every day. Talk about how coming from the school building here and having those sorts of rules in place impact what they do while they're here.
When our professionals would come in and do a business meeting with students, they really felt like they were peers rather than high school students. I think there's three reasons for that. I think it's one, the level of expectation that we expect out of our students. You have to apply to get into Insight. You have to interview to get into Insight. You have to provide a teacher recommendation plus a writing sample. The second reason is the expectation is that you dress up when you come to Insight. And thirdly, we have this beautiful building, which we're very lucky to have. And I think the experiences of Insight are just as valuable, whether we have this building or not, but it does raise that level of sort of expectation based on the student's perspective of having this building. You're coming to a professional environment, so you're speaking, you're meeting with professionals. So I think for those three reasons that really helps.
So I want to hear from you guys why you wanted to be a part of this. Can anybody get really fired up and just tell me what they love about this class?
This doesn't feel like a class. It almost feels like a business that we come to daily, dressed up as business professionals, and like, it doesn't feel like we're going to a class, sitting down and learning about something. It feels like we're interacting, we're collaborating, and like, it's not traditional classroom is what I'm trying to say.
How many of you guys are seniors? Almost all of you? Are you starting to think about what major you'll take in college? Mm-hmm. Have any of you changed your mind because of taking this course?
Last year, I didn't even consider business, and then after hearing all the great things about Insight, like, I decided to do this program, and now that I'm in this program, I'm thinking, like, I'm definitely going to go into business just because, I don't know if it's the way we're learning it, I'm just really enjoying it, and I would have never even pursued business if it wouldn't have been for this program, so, like, learning in this environment and learning the stuff we have, I'm definitely going to go into business because of that.
I have always wanted to be an entrepreneur, and I think this class has made me more confident in that decision because all of us have been paired up with a mentor that is currently working in the field of work we're interested in pursuing. So I think that learning from her and discovering more about that field of work has really like made me very confident in my decision to pursue this.
What other sorts of skills do you guys feel like you're learning, even if they're not related to business?
I feel like we learn a lot of social skills. Like we definitely covered how to interact with different kinds of people. We had an exercise where we kind of learned what kind of people our peers are. So like they can be thinkers or organizers or adventurous kinds of like business people. So we're definitely learning like how to interact and be able to communicate with other kinds of people, and even presenting in front of a big group is something that not a lot of people can do. It's something that I think I struggled with for a while, and then like even talking loudly is something that you know some people struggle with, but it's definitely something we're learning, and I feel like it's really going to help us prepare for college because you do a lot of that stuff. You communicate with other people and you present in front of your peers, and if you're not able to do that, then that really hinders you when you go forward into the business world.
Are any of you not thinking you'll go into business but think the skills could help you in other ways?
I'm probably going to go into like software development, so a computer science major, and I think a lot of computer science people like don't understand other people, how to communicate with people that don't think like them, and I think like all the social skills here, how to come up with ideas and everything not directly related to computer science is really important and will like make it easier for me to get a job, whereas someone with just a computer science degree wouldn't be able to.
Was anybody nervous to sign up for this class? Be honest.
I'm going to be completely honest. I was kind of really terrified to even do the interview to get into this class because I wasn't sure what it was about. I wanted to be my senior year. I wanted it to be fun. So I didn't want to do the simple classroom where you learn and take tests type of thing. But now that I'm like in the program, and I thought walked in the first day, I was like, what is this gonna be like? But Mr. Heesh has made it like really fun, and I have a bunch of friends in this class, and it's like a totally just like, not like easy thing, like you have to work at it to do good in this class, but it's definitely like, definitely a perk. It's definitely better than like a regular classroom setting.
When you say you have to work harder, how does it compare to your other classes?
Well, in other classes, you typically learn from one teacher and do like worksheets, take tests, but here Mr. Heesh gives us direction and then we basically like work on it. So a lot of it is on us to do the work, which I like because I'm a self-driven person.
Do you think that any student could take a class like this, or do you think you have to be a self-driven kind of person in order to do something like this? Like, could you learn to be self-driven if you took a class like this?
I don't think you have to be just a self-driven person. If anything, you need to be able to just communicate with other people. Because I don't feel like I'm a self-driven person, but when I'm with other people, I tend to work a lot better. So this class is very, like, collaborative in that sense, which helps me as, like, a person to do the projects that we do. So, like, even if you are, like, kind of a self-driven person, or if you're not and you rely on other people, this is still definitely a class that you could take.
You just heard from JJ Heesh, the Insight Program Director at Pewaukee High School.
You also heard from Pewaukee students Zenkar Karlermath, Brooke Gendy, Emma Styler, Brittany Aiello, Matt Wildman, and Derek Armstrong. They spoke with Lake Effect's Rachel Morello.